This is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers. And we are the dreamers of dreams.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Songs from the Squid Pod is back tonight after taking last week off for a multi-station event that WMFO participated in. Hopefully you found time out of your Memorial Day weekend to check that out. The station's summer schedule is underway, and this show is pre-recorded, so please, if you have any questions or requests, please don't call into the station since no one is there to take your call. You can, however, drop me an email at squidpodradio@gmail.com or text me at the station at 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live for the next hour. A quick happy Pride Month to my fellow LGBTQ brothers and sisters. I usually air my Pride themed show on the third or fourth Friday of June, so be sure to keep an ear out for that. In the meantime, let's chat about this week's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. On this day in 1984, Bruce Springsteen released his seventh studio album. It became his most successful, including producing a record-tying 7 top 10 singles. Name the album. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week is Born in the USA. Born in the USA is one of the highest-selling albums of all time, having sold 30 million copies by 2012. It was the first CD produced commercially in the US. The album also reached number one in 11 countries. The 7 top 10s from the album were Dancing in the Dark, which reached number 2 on the US Hot 100, Glory Days, which peaked at number 5, I'm on Fire, which peaked at number 6, also peaking at number 6 was My Hometown, Cover Me reached number 7, and the title track Born in the USA reached number 9, as well as the track I'm Going Down. For those of you who tuned into the Friends reunion show last week, there's a connection between the 1984 music video for Dancing in the Dark and Friends. At one point in the music video, Bruce Springsteen invites a woman on stage to dance with, and that young lady was the up-and-coming actress Courtney Cox, who played the role of Monica on Friends. Like everyone else in the video, they were hired actors, but both Cox and Springsteen have said she was picked at random during filming to jump up on stage. If you're looking for more 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio, where I post the Squidpod 80s trivia question and answer just before the show each Friday night, as well as other 80s related info throughout the week. We'll start the show with a personal fave of mine from Born in the USA.
Busted out of glass, and the
consideration. All angel, too much radiation. Spectacular show. The toss of a coin, which way's it gonna go? Death or instant termination.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started the show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, which is Bruce Springsteen's seventh studio album, Born in the USA, released today back in 1984. I spoke about the record-tying seven top tens, but we listened to one of my favorite tracks, No Surrender, which was not released as a single but still managed to reach the top 40. A little post-punk from the UK's Sad Lovers and Giants, followed with their track 50-50. That's from their 1984 compilation In the Breeze. We stepped outside of the 80s for something from Saint Etienne to wrap up the set. We heard the track Join Our Club from 1992. Plenty to get to as usual, and as Kid Creole would say, that's a wonderful thing, baby.
Wonderful. Thank you. social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, the pre-recorded edition. We started the last set off with Kid Creole and the Coconuts and the track I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby, from their 1982 release Tropical Gangsters. They were an American Latin pop band from New York, and I'm a Wonderful Thing, Baby was one of their biggest hits on the U.S. dance chart, reaching number 18. GQ was in there with Disco Nights Rock Freak from their 1979 debut Disco Nights. Wire gave us Eardrum Buzz from It's Beginning To and Back Again from 1989. And we wrapped it up with New Zealand's The Bats from their 1987 release Daddy's Highway. We heard the track Take It. This is Songs from the Squid Pod, your home for the best music from the 1980s.
How reckless of me. I made you all wet.
Yes, but my martini's still dry.
Is this the life we're living? teeth just gritted. You told me that you didn't, but I know you were with it. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side. Bet you got a chick on the side. Sure you got a chick, I know you got a chick on the side.
Love, 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 love
Been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. for another look back at the 80s. Before I go, let's chat about what we've been listening to. We started with Bellowy Somme and the song Imagination from his 1985 debut, Some People. Imagination went to number 4 on the U.S. dance charts back in 85. Next, we heard Duran Duran and the theme song to the James Bond film, A View to a Kill. That was the only Bond theme song to ever reach number 1 in the U.S. And speaking of James Bond and A View to a Kill, we heard from one of the stars in that film, Grace Jones, who played Mayday. We heard the track I'm Not Perfect, But I'm Perfect for You from her 1986 release, Inside Story. Salt and Peppa was the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, and we heard How Long, Bet You Got a Chick on the Side from their 1986 debut, Hot, Cool, and Vicious. Next up was the 80s hair metal band of the week, LA's Warrior. We listened to the title track from their 1985 debut, Fighting for the Earth. Have a great weekend, everyone, and remember, stay safe, get the vaccine, and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.